The Grand Canyon is certainly one of the most identifiable and remarkable landscapes on Earth. No matter if you're from Boston, Berlin, or Beijing, chances are that if you were shown a picture of the canyon's stunning and dramatic rock formations, you would recognize it immediately. But have you ever considered that this natural geologic wonder is also an important cultural landscape? The Grand Canyon has been lived in, traveled through, feared, marveled at, laid claim to for profit, and utilized for education and inspiration by an incredibly diverse array of people.
For thousands of years, humans have been a part of Grand Canyon's history. Their struggle to survive and prosper in such a harsh environment offers valuable lessons about the human spirit. But how does this place relate to who we are now, and why is it worth preserving?
Today, as you walk along the South Rim and through historic Grand Canyon Village, you'll hear stories about the natural forces that carved the canyon. Tales of adventurous men and women who didn't hesitate to explore and sometimes exploit the waters and lands of this enduring symbol of the Southwest. And you'll hear eloquent accounts of artists and scientists who have been humbled by its size and beauty. African environmentalist Baba Diom once said, "In the end, we will conserve only what we love. We will love only what we understand. We will understand only what we are taught."
The Grand Canyon we visit today is a gift from past generations. Our national parks preserve that opportunity for us to experience, understand, and appreciate how we are all a part of the ever-changing natural world. When you stand on the rim and look out across the great chasm, like millions have done before you, you will see the ages revealed. Give yourself time to truly be with the canyon, and you will discover your own love for this place and take away a better understanding of why it is worth preserving.
Native American people each have their own language, customs, and beliefs, but they all honor and celebrate their role as caretakers of the earth. Phyllis Kachinhomba, a National Park Service ranger and Hopi native, offers a greeting in her native language.
Lulma, sangapi uma afel kivawasa, dupket al kivawas. Itam pai not young yes, he sat sinon pai, he sat young yes, pai not itam ya pekia. Uma ason pi itamami, aho afel kivawas ni asquale.
Welcome to Grand Canyon. You are visiting our ancestral home. This is still our home, and we are still here. As you visit Grand Canyon, say special prayers as the canyon is listening to you. Enjoy your visit and come back again.